You have to be patient in all sports, but horse racing more than ever. If it's May and we're still talking about the same situation, then yes, we'll have something to talk about. Mm-hmm. But it's January 28th.
Yeah. And like you said, none of them have
there
ran.
There were two racing dudes named Aaron and Jared who had advice on racing and they wanted to share it. Started a website where players go to see all their picks. The goal was make the fans some money and to cut down the risk. They put the plan into motion and at first it seemed silly. Make a website where the expert picks are freer than Willie. From a racetrack veteran to just a beginner. There's one place that you want to go to find you a winner. As a matter of fact, I want to hit the exacta. There's only one site that you'll keep coming back to. So next time that the horses all line up at the post, make sure you use the website that'll win you the most. Whether Churchill, Oaklawn, Gulfstream Park, Saratoga, and all tracks in between, there's only one site to go to. When it comes to your racing needs and all of your bets, plus it's got a catchy name that no one ever forgets. RacingDudes.com for all of your needs. RacingDudes.com for all of your leads. RacingDudes.com for all of your bets. RacingDudes.com, as good as it gets. RacingDudes.com for all of your needs. RacingDudes.com for all of your leads. RacingDudes.com for all of your bets. RacingDudes.com, as good as it gets.
What is up? I'm Jared Welch. He's Aaron Halterman. This is Blinkers Off. What is up, man? You're in studio, huh?
Yep, in studio this week. And why was that be? Because it is a huge week.
Finally. We're finally. Yes. And then from here on out, it's just, I mean, it's one after another. We're finally into, we have had Kentucky Derby preps, but this is where, you know, we have a few of these 10-point races left. And then we're getting into the 50s. And then from there, it goes even crazier. But not just that. You got the Dawn coming up. Lots of big racing and two major races, one in Gulfstream, one in Aqueduct this week.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And that's the fun thing about it. When you get multiple ones on the Saturday, you know. So, you know, how we've been so far, it's been, okay, one here, one there. Now we get multiple. And then you also get the fillies are getting going, too. You know, we've got that rolling at Gulfstream. And then you've got turf races at Gulfstream, too. So it's going to be a lot of fun. I mean, you look at the Gulfstream card, and it's like, okay, well, that's going to be my Saturday.
Yeah.
I'm just going to watch all that.
One race after another.
Yeah, and then, oh, by the way, you can watch Aqueduct, Santa Anita's got the Calbreds, and then Oaklawn's got a great card, too. So a lot to look forward to.
Yeah, what makes it so interesting with the Kentucky Derby preps this week is, you know, we have the Holy Bull and the Withers, is you have the two, you know, that we've kind of been using to compare each other, Flexibility and Mohe Man,
mm-hmm.
in separate races. You know, we've used the Mohe Man reference for a while. We finally get to see him. It's kind of like last year, how we would use horses like Calculator,
yep.
To compare other horses to, like, American Pharoah, you know. Kind of similar, whereas Mohe Man has been the only horse to beat Flexibility. Flexibility comes back to win really well. Now you have each of them running in separate races. How will they fare? So it's kind of interesting that they're both running on the exact same day. And you know, within an hour probably apart from each other. Close, a couple hours maybe.
Right, well, yeah.
I think the Withers is race 4 and then race 11 for the Gulfstream one. So it'll be a couple different, but it gives us a really good comparison to start with. Past that, let's before we get into it,
mm-hmm.
backtrack. Best thing you saw today?
Oh, I'm glad you mentioned this. The best thing I saw today, I got a text about 45 minutes or 30 minutes maybe before I got to your house. Our good buddy from Oaklawn Park, Zach Gilman, won a handicapping tournament today on horsetourneys.com, and he won it with the $10 free play that we gave him. So, I mean, it's a win-win for both of us, you know?
That's right. We gave out those horse tourneys. I've had a lot of people that have enjoyed using those, but free $10 we gave him for mm-hmm. the code, and he turned it into, what, $50? Something
no,
like
I think
that?
Like 75 maybe? Hey, yeah, I can't
even
remember.
Better.
But yeah, it was great.
That's what we do. We just give here.
And the thing about it is that, you know, those tournaments are made for Zach because Zach is a very good handicapper. You know, I wouldn't want to play against him.
No, not. Was he playing at Oaklawn? Cause
yeah, it was an Oaklawn.
That's even better.
Yeah, and I think he got a, I can't remember exactly what how many he got. He had like three winners and they were good payoffs, like a $15 payoff.
Nice job, Zach. So,
yeah, definitely. Good job.
Best thing I saw today was actually just here in the last hour or so. Justin Zayat tweeted out on Twitter that the princess of their stable, American Pharoah's full sister, has been named American Cleopatra. So full sister to American Pharoah has a name now. So that's pretty cool.
That's really exciting. And we were talking, you know, before we came on the air, it's a great time of year because we get pictures of all the foals.
Oh, yeah.
Too, you know, so, you know, going along with the breeding theme of your best thing you saw today, yeah, it's fun. But yeah, I mean, you know, we can't wait for that horse, obviously.
Before we get there, let's backtrack Today's show, we preview the two Kentucky Derby Prep races this weekend from Gulfstream and Aqueduct, the Holy Bull and the Withers. Give Rapid Fire selections for 8 stakes races around the country. 7 stakes races. We'll have one more thrown in there, an allowance.
Which could be a stakes race.
Which could be turned into a couple stakes races for these horses.
It might have the best prospect in the country running it. We'll see.
And we're going to throw down a new little segment, the Rant of the Week. Let's go. Let's kick it off at Gulfstream Park with the Holy Bull Stakes. Of course, this is worth 10 points to the winner, 4-2-1 after that. Race 11 on the program, it's the Holy Bull Grade 2. It's worth $350K for 3-year-olds, of course, going a mile and 1/16. Field of 6 shows up for this one. Small field, but it is a return of, a lot of people are considering this as probably one of the number one Derby prospects as we sit here today. And that is number 2, Mohey Man. Horse is undefeated out of the McLaughlin Barn. But you have a few, I mean, it's not like this is an easy race to pick here, because even though it's a 6-horse field, you got 8-5 on Greenpoint Crusader. And you got Conquest Big E, the 4-horse, at 7-2. Now, past that, it's, you got a couple 21s and 15-1s, so it's a little out of hand from there. But those three kind of leave it, you got a couple different angles you could go.
I'll limit it to 2. I mean, I know definitely that you like Greenpoint Crusader a little bit. I don't like that horse, never have. So I threw him out. And then, the other three that you didn't mention, for good reason, they're kind of just horses to fill the field. You know what I mean? I mean, with Greenpoint Crusader, he does have some class, and he's better than the other three.
Well, he's won a Grade 1, so
but he's in a slop. I don't know. I've never liked him, and you know what? I'm not going to go with him now because I've never liked him. I didn't like him in the juvenile. I thought he was a huge play against.
And the only 2 wins of Conquest Big E, by the way, have been in the slop. But go ahead.
Well, there you go. So anyway. Honestly, though, when it comes right down to it, I think Conquest Big E is improving. He outworked Kagan the other day in a workout. But again, I mean, I don't take a whole lot of stock in the workouts, to be honest with you. I tried a lot of ways to beat Mohamed, but to me, I just think he's the best horse, and you shouldn't, dick around. when you got a horse, he's clearly the best. And another thing, him and Conquest Big E are the only two that kind of have showed they might want to go to the lead. It's Gulfstream that, the lead means everything usually at Gulfstream. I think Mohamed's probably a little bit faster than Conquest Big E out of the gate. I'm going Mohamed all the way. I mean, I tried to Conquest Big E, I tried to play against, but I can't honestly sit here and say he's going to win.
I mean, you got some serious firepower in this. Look at this. Mohamed was $2.2 million purchase.
Yeah.
Conquest Big E, $700,000, and Greenpoint Crusader was almost a $600,000. Just the money in here alone. Frontier Ranger was a $23,000, but never mind. wait, we're not talking about him. Just look at the horses in here. And I've actually seen on, we follow a lot of different websites as well, and you can see, I've seen a few that like these other ones just as much as I like Mohamed. So, you have really strong opinions on all three of these horses. But to me, as we sit here right now, Mohamed is my Kentucky Derby horse as we sit here today.
Mm-hmm.
And so, obviously, I'm not, he won at a mile and 1/8 last time. We're going to a mile 1/16 here. So, that to me is huge. The fact that he's already won at a mile and 1/8 is a huge step up with a lot of these horses that he's competing against now and down the road. And then to me, the big thing is, and I know, we'll talk about this in a second when we talk about the Withers, but he beat Flexibility in back-to-back races. Even though they weren't by huge margins, it was easy. And he's beat them back-to-back races. And Flexibility came back out to win the Jerome earlier this month by a huge... he did it super easy, and all of a sudden that horse is a serious contender. So how can you see that? He's only done more for Mohamed while he's been off the track. McLaughlin loves this horse. He can't say enough about him. I just think this horse is very special. And the other thing about Mohamed is he's very versatile. His first start out, he's a little green, but did it wire to wire, basically. He actually lost the lead slightly and mm-hmm. fired back. And then his last two have been stalking off the pace. I can't go against him. He's too good.
He won at 6 furlongs, a mile, and a mile and 1/8. So, that's pretty impressive, mm-hmm. And sometimes we see that on mark of a horse that might be really something special where really, he is a router, you would have to think. I mean, with his pedigree, but he can drop down to 6 furlongs and win. I mean, that's really impressive. And the thing that really kind of sold me, well, his record sold me. Let's not, you know, mince words here. But the thing that really that I liked is he was fast enough to be on the lead in that 6 furlong race that he ran first time out. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I think that tactical advantage in a 6-horse field where, you know, sometimes you can get that, you know, kind of a merry-go-round type of race in a 6-horse field. I think him getting on the lead and being ahead of those horses coming into the stretch is going to be really tough to run him down, where if he flip-flopped it and he had to make up 3 or 4 lengths, he still would probably win, but it might be a little tougher. And like you said, with flexibility, yeah, he only beat him by a length or two both times, but it was a very workmanlike effort. I mean, there was never any doubt who's going to win those races.
Yeah, so he's going to be one that you're not going to see on the sheet. You're not going to see a big wide margin, but if you watch the race, you know how easily it was done. You know, we watch a ton of races, and you don't see a first-time starter like he was lose the lead in the stretch.
And then come back to win.
And then come back to win, in a 6-furlong race especially. So, I mean, I know that was his first start. You can say a lot of things about that race, but that says a lot about a horse. It's, you know, kind of gutty horse on his first start.
You know, and in that first start, he beat a horse named King Kranz that have come back. He's come back to win a stakes. Yep. I mean, so yeah, it's all there. And it's just like, okay, you can try to beat him, and that's fine. First out is a 3-year-old, and it's a derby prep, blah, 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 all this stuff. You really are kind of, you got to make up things, basically, to try to beat him, which is fine. That's handicapping a lot of times, but not for me. I don't like to look at a race. Like, I really wanted to pick Conquest Big E, but I'd have to make up a few things in my mind.
Well, that, and you'd have to assume that Mohaman's not going to run well. That's the other thing.
Well, and that's, I mean, there's no signs of that, but that could always happen. Well, so if you want to...
All of them, really, they're all coming off layoffs.
Yeah, that definitely is one of the things, but all things being equal, they all fire decent races. I mean, these horses are going to have to prove 5 or 6 lengths. Well, some of them have to prove 30, but Conquest Big E has to prove 5 or 6 lengths. I really see this race unfolding as Mohaman and Conquest Big E being well clear of the others, and Crusader kind of making a run at the end.
Yeah.
To get third. I mean, honestly, I think I will not even suggest you box it. Just play it straight. You know, what is Conquest? He is 2, 4, 5 straight.
Right. Oh, 2/4, 5. Or are you going to just do just 2, 4, 5.
Ice
cold. Okay,
yep. Ice cold try. And then super. 2, 4, 5 all for the super. But I mean, I don't know. I think he's a single in this field.
I too. And I really hope so, because, you know, we are, you know, we'll get into this. But, you know, a lot of people are looking for that. Like, when are these horses going to start to impress us? I think Saturday could be a day where we say, okay, Mohaman, and he's in good hands with McLaughlin, so you got to think that they'll definitely baby him and try to get him to the Derby as best they can. So for me, for you, Mohaman and the Holy Bull. All right, let's go to Aqueduct for the Withers Stakes Saturday. This is race 4 in the program. It's a grade 3. We're $250K for 3-year-olds going 1/116. Again, this is worth 10-4-2-1 on the point system for the Kentucky Derby. Field of 7, but 1 is scratched, so field of 6. Cards of Stone is scratched, so the 3-horse. So we got a field of 6. Got another small field here, and it's led by the 7-5. We mentioned this horse a second ago, Flexibility, out of the Chad Brown barn. 7-5, morning line. You got Sunny Ridge on the outside, the 7-horse at 5-2, and then from there, again, it's wide open.
Well, and again, if you like Mohaman, you're going to like Flexibility, and boy, Flexibility, that couldn't have been any easier for him last time out, like you mentioned earlier in the Jerome. Just dominated him. A little bit tougher field today. I'll just kind of mention a couple that maybe are interesting. I think Donegal Moon, who lost the rider right off the bat, he may have made an impact in that race. So that's maybe one to play underneath. I don't think he has a shot. But, you know, lose the rider in the Jerome, that's kind of going to hurt your chances. So he's probably, you know, he's worth another shot. King Kranz, we kind of talked about the 4-horse. The only, you know, won a stakes last time out. The only problem is stretching out in distance, and, you know, like we were talking earlier before we came on the air, you know, by Munnings, I don't know.
You don't, yeah. No. You'd like to think it'd be great to see him stretch out, but you just don't. You got to have a lot of balls to make that bet.
Yeah, I mean, Veracity, the 5-horse, finished second to Flexibility in the Jerome, but, you know, never really threatened. Yeah. No. Was just passed in the stretch with these because he had the lead for a long time. I think the two that we're all kind of looking at is the 6-horse Adventist. This horse has only ran one time. It was at 6 furlongs, but he won by 11 lengths. So that's pretty impressive. And, you know, horses by any given Saturday. So that's like, okay, maybe he can stretch out better than, say, Munnings, a horse by Munnings. So that's one to really look at. And then Sunny Ridge is the other one that's got the class, you know, that can maybe not match up with Flexibility, but at least is kind of in his realm. You know, finished second to Greenport Crusader in the Champagne, who we talked about running the Holy Bull. And then the Delta Downs Jackpot almost beat Exaggerator. Oh, yeah. I mean, it was a hell of a race. And that race was in the slop, as well as the Belmont race was in the slop. So, you know, a couple of question marks, but
he did win a race prior to that in Monmouth.
Yes, he did. Yeah, and I'm not calling him a slop horse by any means. I'm just saying, you know, maybe it moves him up a little. It's possible, but yeah. You know, you look at that, you visually, that race in the Delta Downs Jackpot, it kind of looks like they're walking home, right? I mean, it didn't look impressive. But then when you see the speed figure, hell, they all put it well. So that's one of those, you trust your eyes, you trust the figure. I don't know. I prefer the 6 over the 7 because I think the upside might be more. With that 6 horse,
you're getting 5-1 versus 5-2, more than line.
Exactly, and he may have a little bit more early speed, get himself in the race, because I think that's the only way you're going to beat Flexibility, if you can kind of, you know, get a decent lead on him and he's having trouble maybe closing. But again, you're kind of making up scenarios in your mind that may or may not happen. Flexibility's got decent speed anyway. I'm going Flexibility.
Yeah. After all that said,
yeah,
we're going back to the 7-5 favorite. And you can't, if you're just now listening and you skip the first part, then maybe this is new to you. But if you are listening through, I specifically just talked about how much I love Mohemen. And we're talking about a horse that the only time this horse has lost has been to Mohemen.
Yeah.
So how can I say, well, Flexibility didn't have a chance here? I just can't do it. Plus, you look at, I mean, the workouts, 2 of 47 and 1 of 158, ran 48 flat in that workout. I mean, this horse... is working out, looks the part, looks great. The Jerome kind of shows you the horse, it got even better, you know, as a 3-year-old. So it'd be like the last race. If I win against Flexibility, it'd just be me being thrown out a horse and trying to get cute. And that's not really my style. You know, like we mentioned King Kranz, that's a horse, I did finish a close third to Mohemen back in September, Mohemen's first start. But again, that was a 6 furlongs. The whole stretching out would worry me, but I would throw him in underneath just to be careful. But I just cannot look past. To me, I think Mohemen, Flexibility both win. And, you know, we're looking at, okay, so we got two really good serious horses here. What else? Because I think after that, you have a lot of horses who have faced each other and kind of beaten each other up, but these two are above and beyond the others.
Yeah, I think a couple things, just real quick, we'll mention before I'll go on. He showed last time, he being Flexibility, that, you know, he came for 4 or 5 off of it early on. And when you look at all these horses, most of them like to go early. So he really could get a nice stocking trip here and get a really, maybe a better setup than he got last time. I mean, if you remember...
I think the setup would be perfect.
Yeah, and if you remember last time, you never really worried, but there was that horse out there on the lead that wasn't really going that fast because Donegal Moon lost the rider and he was the other speed in the race.
Uh-huh.
And you thought for a second, well, that horse could be trouble. Maybe he runs him down, but it's going to be tough. And he just blew by him. So this time I think he maybe even gets a little bit better of a setup.
I mean, almost literally every horse in this race has some pretty good speed. So, I mean, Flexibility should sit and wait, and it should be a perfect ride.
My theory on really most of these stakes races we're going to cover today, you could get cute or you don't. I mean, most of the stakes races we're going to talk about have a horse that's a standout. And the key is to find the standouts that you need to try to beat. And I think you've got a lot of opportunities on this Saturday to do that. Maybe not with huge shots, but with 3 and 4 to 1 shots. They're very logical. I don't think they're in these two races, though. So I don't want to tell people we're going to chalk out today because we're not. I mean, but these two races, I just don't think it's doable.
You got 6 horse fields, and you've got, well, in the first race, you got 3 that are, you know, 3 to 1, 7 to 2, or, you know, or lower. And then here, you've got a clear standout. So, I mean, again, it'd just be us getting cute.
When, why do you think we have six horse fields in these two races, but then at Oakland for the Smarty Jones, we had 12. Yeah, and exactly. At the fairgrounds, they had like 37 entered in that race, you know, because there weren't standouts.
Right.
Here, you know, nobody wants to go to Aqueduct in the middle of winter, try to beat a horse that is probably should win. And then, hell, it's beautiful weather down at Gulfstream, and nobody wants to go there to beat a horse that should win.
Yeah, and you notice, and to me, a kind of a telling sign is you don't have a Pletcher horse in that race at Gulfstream.
No.
You know, he's not going to waste any kind of race on that race because he knows who's in that race.
And he can run for 50 in the Fountain of Youth, 50 points in the Fountain of Youth, and Mohammed may not be there.
Exactly.
Yep.
All right, so Mohammed and then the Holy Bull and Flexibility in the Withers. Time for Rapid Fire Selections, brought to you by
Simple Plays, the tip sheet that pays. For a small price, get in on the gambling craze. When you handicap the races and when you make a wager, the goal every time is to cash in major. But if every time you bet, you see your wallet start thinning, RacingDudes.com has a way to start winning. Simple Play, tip sheet you can trust. Even experts agree using them is a must. Whether they bet the Preakness or bet an allowance, our Simple Plays tip sheets have made players thousands. You might think they're expensive and don't give a bleep, but that's not the case, they're incredibly cheap. Even Nick Zito had to say neato when he heard about the Racing Dudes tip sheeto. So, you want to start increasing your wealth? Buy Simple Plays. It pays for itself. Simple Plays. The tips that you can cash in on. Simple Plays. Now at RacingDudes.com.
Gulfstream Park on Friday, race 10. This is not a stakes race. This is an allowance optional claiming at 75K. Going 1 mile for three-year-olds who have never won a race other than a maiden claiming starter restricted allowance. Field of seven here, and it's the reason we wanted to talk about this because we do think there's a few in here that we'll see down the road. Shagaff is a horse, a seven horse. It's an 8-5 morning line favorite, barely. Is a horse a lot of people are talking about. Only first time starter, last time out. And then the Pletcher horse in here, Rally Cry, the two horse at 9-5. So you got a 9-5 and you got 8-5, Chad Brown versus Todd Pletcher.
Yeah, and these are the two that I think could make a big impact on the Derby trail coming out of this race. Shagaff, very impressive. One start, was at Aqueduct, you know, blew him out in a maiden special weight. And then Rally Cry has a win last time out of the maiden special weight at Gulfstream Park. So that's very important, I think. He's got the race over the track. So I'm actually going to pick a mild upset. I'm going to actually go with Rally Cry to win this race. I'm very interested to see Shagaff. Shagaff could be, you know, this horse that you know, could make a huge impact here on the Derby Trail. Everybody's, you know, all excited, but Pletcher at Gulfstream, I'm going to try Rally Cry.
Hey, you know what? We're on the same page with this one. To me, I'm not as impressed with Shagaff as others, I guess. Here's the thing, though. The biggest key, even if, you know, Shagaff's not bad, but this the biggest key is right here. You do not come in to Pletcher Park and beat a Pletcher Progression horse. I mean, it's deadly. And look at Rally Cry. First time start. Good race, finished third, six mm-hmm. furlongs. Move up now to Gulfstream at a mile. Wins by three in a maiden, breaks his maiden. Now we're going to an allowance. We've seen it time and time again. He will be in a stakes race next time after winning this race. So I'm going Rally Cry as well. Let's move to Saturday at Aqueduct, race 9 on the program. Finally, we're finally going to run the toboggan. I think the weather is going to be fine. This is what, the third try now for the toboggan? I can only pick this horse so many times before I'm like, screw it. I'm just not picking anything.
Yeah.
Race 9 on the program. It's a grade 3. It's worth 150K for 4-year-olds and up. Going 6 furlongs. Field of 10. It's like we keep saying. I mean, you've listened to the podcast the last 3 times and you've heard it. Let's go. Green Grotto is actually your favorite at 2-1 all the way on the outside. And then Dad's Caps, the 4 horse at 5-2. Where are you going?
I'll take Dad's Caps for the third time. You know, he's returning off the layoff, blah, blah, blah.
We could probably save all this and I'll just edit the podcast for the last one and just plug it in.
Yeah, because the same thing. I'll take him again, you know, one more time.
I'm sticking with my pick as well. If you listened, I went with Captain Serious and you're getting 10-1 on him. It's a tough race. So I'm not going to disqualify that, but you know, the horse likes the inner dirt, the distance, and, you know, running for a trainer who hits at 37% on beaten favorites. So, this horse conveniently got beat last time as a favorite. So, yeah, we're going to go with Captain Serious here, 10-1, the two horse. Back to Gulfstream Park, but now on Saturday, race 3, the Ford Gal Stakes. It's a grade 2. We're 200K for Philly's 3-year-olds, going 7 furlongs. Field of 7, led by your 6-5 morning line favorite, Captain Sophia.
Well, okay, now here's the deal. The Forward Gal and the Swale, it's basically the same race.
Right.
Two heavy, heavy awesome looking favorites who's killed everybody but has never been tested, right?
Right.
So Catherine Sophia, to me, I'm going to play against her. Here is why. Both of her races have come, you know, at tracks that I'm not huge fans of. So now she comes to Gulfstream, to Pletcher Park. I'm taking Island Saint, the four.
Okay, I get it. And trust me, I'm not one to pick a horse coming from Parks or Laurel.
Which, which is where the horses ran.
Exactly. Yeah. It's where I'm leading to.
Right.
Especially to try a graded stakes race at Gulfstream Park for the first time.
Okay.
However, this I don't feel like this horse is a normal Parks or Laurel horse, having won the first two races by a combined 28 lengths.
True.
Last out won stakes, the Laurel once by 16. It was at 7 furlongs and did it handedly in 123 flat. So I know that Laurel, I know moving to Gulfstream, but I feel like the speed of this horse will do wonders at Gulfstream as well. So I know it's 6-5. I know it's the favorite, but I'm going Catherine Sophia. Race 4, the Swell Stakes. It's another grade 2 here with 150K for 3-year-olds. Same race, 7 furlongs only. This is for the boys. Phil is 6 here, led by the 6-5 20-line favorite. Awesome Banner. You got 7-2 on the outside horse. The Chad Brown horse, Economic Model. Where are you going?
Well, this is where I am going to go with the favorite and going to go with Awesome Banner. Here's why I went with him and I didn't go with Catherine Sophia. Awesome Banner has raced at Gulfstream Park twice. And he raced in a grade 3 last time out and dominated.
More stylish, yes.
And finally, the last of the reasoning. I don't think his competition's quite as good. I mean, Pletcher doesn't have a really nice horse in here. Chad Brown has one in here that's, you know, maybe okay, but I don't think he's good enough to beat Awesome Banner.
Yeah. I have to go Awesome Banner here. Here I am going choppy two races in a row, but I can't. You cannot keep up with this horse. Set a track record first time out. Last time won the Hutchinson. Ran at 109 flat going away. I mean, really, he's beaten everything in this race besides Economic Model, which, like, I'm with you. I don't know. I'm not totally sold. And I'll say a bold statement here. I'm not saying he could beat Run Happy. Because this is you're talking about a 3-year-old, and you're talking, I mean, Run Happy, you know, freaking, you know, Eclipse Award winner. But yeah. I'd like to see, I personally like to see them run against each other, just because they're both super fast horses. Now, Awesome Banner has a lot of proving to do. We'll see. But for me, Saturday, Awesome Banner. Race 5, the Kitten's Joy Stakes. This is worth 100K for 3-year-olds. Going 1 mile on the turf. This is not a great stakes race. Field of 7, led by your morning line favorite at 5-2, Conquest Daddy-O on the 7 horse on the outside. Life Imitates Art, the 6 horse at 3-1, and a Czar for Todd Pletcher at 3-1 as well. So lots of options here.
I'm going Life Imitates Art. Beat me last time when I tried to pick the stablemate, and of course, Life Imitates Art wins. So I'm not going to make the same mistake again. I'm going with him.
You know, I thought the Breeders' Cup race that this horse ran in was pretty strong in the juvenile turf. Really loved the top two and Hit It a Bomb and Air Force in that race. And then and the horse finished a good fourth to them in that race. So prior to the race, he'd won at a mile. At Woodbine, it was a grade 2. Big time purchase. I think they finally found the turf to be to this horse's liking. The last two on the turf. Conquest Daddy-O for me. Race 10, the Sweetest Chance Stakes. It's a grade 3, worth 100K for fillies. 3-year-olds going 1 mile on the turf. Here we go. Large field. Field of 12. Wide open. Where are you going?
I'll stick this stupid horse one more time. Price of Perfection for me. I've really, really grown to hate this horse because it lets me down every time. Listen, Price of Perfection ran a pretty nice race last time out. It's got beat, and let's hope that's not what I'm saying come Saturday.
First of all, I believe this is the toughest race of the day almost anywhere on Saturday. This was wide open. A lot of just semi-solid horses, all with a shot to win. I boiled it down to two horses. You're going to like this.
Okay.
One and the 6, Module and Price of Perfection. I boiled it down to those two. I liked that last race, and I think it was clearly a prep for this one. Two great trainers, obviously know what they're doing, Mott and Chad Brown, running those horses in those races. I rewatched the race a few times, trying to decide. I felt like your horse ran the better race that day. I think it was a prep. I think Chad Brown's kind of reloaded after attempting that joke of a race in the Breeders' Cup. I think this is the perfect spot. I like your horse here, Price Perfection, so I'm taking Price Perfection to 6 horse.
Maybe you will finally get this horse to the winner's circle. Something. Maybe it's going to take you to do
it. It's going
to
take something, because you haven't been doing it.
No, I have not.
Let's head to the easy Oaklawn Park. Race 8 on the program on Saturday, the King Cotton Stakes. There's 100K for 4-year-olds and up, going 6 furlongs. Field of 8, led by your 2-1 morning line favorite. Ivan, falling off a lot, the 5 horse. Louis Vaporizer, the 5-2, second choice there at 3-1, or the 3 horse, I should say, at 5-2. And then Alsvid, the local hero, the six horse, at 4-1. This is wide. I mean, this is wide open.
It really is, and yeah, it's been anything but easy at Oakland Park, and this race will just carry on. It's an 8-horse field, and all of them can win maybe but one, and that one that I would probably throw out will end up winning. So it's hard sometimes.
Great of art single.
Yeah, exactly. It's hard sometimes to, you know, say, well, I'm going to go against these local stars that we've had, like Ivan Fallen Off a Lot, like Alsvid, like Gentleman's Bet. All three of those have just been hard-knocking horses for so long. I'm just going to try a new shooter, you know, and it could backfire on me because I do love those three that I just mentioned, but Louis Vaporizer for me, new shooter, a little bit younger horse than those other horses. I think he can shoot out of the gate and get to the lead. Very, very speed favoring track today. Hopefully it stays that way for Saturday. Louis Vaporizer for me.
I don't believe this field is very good. I mean, it's a strong, it's a very competitive field. I mean, but look, I mean, Ivan ventured out past, you know, the local and tried to get the Breeders' Cup and then turned out to, I mean, is way overmatched. And I mean, all these are decent horses, but kind of locally. And, you know, it's a very competitive field, but I wouldn't say it's a great field by any means. But I know he's getting older. Ivan's 6 years old now, but he's never lost his first start at the Oaklawn. He's also the defending champ at this race at last year. I think he's going to be very tough to beat. You know, it seems like Howard gets him ready for these races. And this is a big race to start the year off with at Oaklawn. But I got to stick with Ivan. But again, I'm picking a 2-1 horse, but Oaklawn's been anything but favorite. So good luck. Finally, let's go to Sam Houston. That's right. I said Sam Houston Race Park. Race 9 on Saturday, the Houston Ladies Classic Stakes. It's a grade 3. Worth $400K for fillies and mares, 4-year-olds and up, going 1 and 1/16. Field of 7 in this one, led by your soft morning line favorite, 3-1, Forever Unbridled. This race, you can go 7 different ways.
Yeah, this race is always a lot of fun though, and you know, it's a night card there at Sam Houston, and Sam Houston's got the richest stakes racing they've ever had.
Do you work for them?
No,
okay.
I'm just saying, okay, it's going to be fun, but I'm going to go with Larry Jones because Larry Jones seems to win this every year. I'll take Cassatt. You know, last time out at Remington Park, won a race that's kind of similar to this one. So I'm going to take a shot with Cassatt.
I'm going to go with the 5 horse, the Theogony. This horse ran just 2 weeks ago. If you're saying I remember that name, yeah, you did, because he ran the Pippin. She ran the Pippin just 2 weeks ago. And here we go. Cassie's turning her back around. The Curling Mare certainly is classy enough to win the race. And, you know, really, I can only see one reason why Cassie would, I mean, why turn around and run her here. I think he sees something here. He gets a 28% beaten favorite, and Theogony was a beaten favorite last time out. So I will go number 5, Theogony. Brand of the week. People already claiming this crop of 3-year-olds is weak. It's January, people. It's many of the top 3-year-olds haven't even ran this year yet.
No, it's so funny that we have such a great year last year, and now everything's terrible and it's awful. It's like, forget about last year and compare them to some of these other crops we've had. They may be looking pretty good right about now.
I mean, it's literally January. We're recording this January 28th.
Yeah.
And you're already saying, oh, these 3-year-olds are terrible. I mean, could this be one of the worst years we've had in recent memory of 3-year-olds?
And we're 28 days into their season. 28 days.
We've not even got out of the 10-point races yet.
No. Mohe Man hasn't ran yet. More Spirit hasn't ran yet. Incredible.
I wanted the example to kind of let you idiots that are saying this,
wow,
Understand. I'm going to look back at the Carolina Panthers. You know that team?
I do remember them, right? Yep.
I found this article from the Charlotte Observer after the Panthers had started 3-0, okay? 3-0 in the season, so very early in the season. The title of the article, Carolina Panthers aren't Super Bowl good, but they are
3-0. I love it.
After 3 weeks, the Panthers were not a Super Bowl team. Do you see anything wrong with that statement?
Yeah.
We barely knew anything about them at that point. You know, going in the first 3 games, you know, they had beat the Jaguars 20-9, big deal. They beat the Texans 24-17, big deal. They beat the Saints 27-22.
Yeah.
There's nothing exciting going on with them at that point. So now, all of a sudden, they're not very good. This is not a good team. They have no one to throw to. Their defense is hit and miss.
Yeah, the best defense in the league.
And now they're going to the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
And they look like they could be one of the better teams we've seen in the Super Bowl in recent years.
Yeah, I mean, they're 17-1. They lost one damn game.
You have to be patient. You need to be patient in all sports, but horse racing more than ever. If it's May and we're still talking about the same situation, then yes, we'll have something to talk about. Mm-hmm. But it's January 28th.
Yeah. And like you said, none of them have ran. You know, even the average to above average horses right now, some of them haven't even ran. I mean, we've ran like 4 prep races in the year.
It's crazy.
Nyquist, he hasn't ran. Swipe, he hasn't ran. Brody's Cos, he hasn't ran.
But yeah, it's not a good 3-year-old crop.
Right. Well, because we don't have Dortmund, and we don't have American Pharoah, and we don't have Carpe Diem. So I guess it sucks.
Which Carpe Diem turned out to be really good.
Yeah, that's true. Like, is that another rant?
Yeah, no, that'll be...
The we'll Pletcher progression and how they fall off?
We'll save that for next week. That wraps it up. Check us out at RacingDudes.com for our free picks and our simple plays available every day for Aqueduct, Gulfstream Park, Santa Anita Park, and now Oaklawn Park. We are offering 50% off the all-day track passes, which cover all those, usually are $17.99, in celebration of Aqueduct finally being back. So just enter Winter Sucks as a promo code, and that will get you 50% off. Limited time, hurry up. We have best plays, value plays, race plays, Bet Mix Command Center, and products from Guaranteed Tip Sheet. We're currently covering 16 tracks, all offering free picks. We're on Twitter at @racing_dudes, LinkedIn, Google+, and Facebook. All right, I'm Jared Welch. He's Aaron Altman. Good luck this week.
For all of your needs, racingdudes.com. For all of your leads, racingdudes.com. For all of your bets, racingdudes.com. As good as it gets.